concerned about any risks, you know, with players on different teams kind of go at it, they get competitive? I know you had situations before where potential injuries occurred. Any precautions on that front?
You know, we're only putting 11 of our guys out there now instead of 22.
It looks like it was a conscious effort to get Ryan and Jimmy some more work tonight. How do you think they responded to getting a chance to be in the stadium?
It's training camp, so I mean, everybody's got some good and some they'd like to have back. But I mean, that's part of the process, just trying to learn and improve and keep working at it. So we'll find out a lot next week where we're at.
Brandon Browner got into it with a couple of people at practice the other day. Do you like to see that intensity? Do you tell him to tone it back a little bit?
Football's a competitive game.
Kind of a special night here with Ty's induction and some of the other former players back on the sideline.
Yeah, it was a good group here tonight. It really was. It was awesome to see those guys. It's really a pretty good secondary standing over there with, Ty and Otis at the corner, Rodney and Lawyer at safety, and then we got Troy Brown to be our nickelback. So that was really it was an awesome group of guys, plus a bunch of other ones. But that's an awesome group of guys, and so deserving for Ty, who's a great player here. And I had the opportunity to coach Ty when I coached the secondary in '96, and really met with him every day, coach him every day, and he and Lawyer, and they're special players. And, to come back and then Ty played great, obviously, and I was the head coach, in those championship years. So it's good to see him, and well-deserved for his recognition. He's, truly one of the great Patriot players and a champion.
They're obviously done, Bill, but, I mean, can they provide leadership just by example from what they did as past Patriots to this current group, which all of them said that this group could be a special group?
I think we're all proud of the tradition of this team in the past. The coaches, the players, all of us that are involved with it. So, I think it's always something you want to be proud of and sustain. But, it's really up to this team to be this team. We'll see what we can do.
How is Finch and Roy going to the sidelines?
Yeah, we'll take a look at everybody and get inside. I don't know.
Bill, you mentioned moving on to Washington next week. Can you talk a little bit about the challenges that the Washington Allen offense present for your defense a little bit, working against some different players, different threats?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously we're not, game planning them for them or anything. We're just, go down there and do what we do, and they'll do what they do, and we'll kind of figure it out as we go. But it'll be a good experience for us to work against the different, Coach Gruden's offense, Coach Hazlitt's defense, and see some different matchups. We've seen our guys go against our guys a lot, and now we'll get to see them go against somebody else. So I think we're all looking forward to it, and I think it'll be a helpful evaluation for our team.
Do you know what your schedule's going to be like these couple days before you guys take off?
What?
Schedule will be like for the team the next couple of days?
The players are off tomorrow. We that's their day off. We have to give them a day off. That's their day off, and then we'll travel Sunday.
Bill, what are you seeing in terms of how the chemistry of your secondary is coming together when you add a couple of established veterans like Grievous and Brown with the returning guys? What's the chemistry factor?
I think it's still, everything's a work in progress. We're just, a week into training camp, so we'll see how it all plays out. But those guys that work hard, they seem to work well together. But, we haven't played anybody yet, and, we haven't done under pressure, so we'll see how it all comes together.
Do you sense that it's been more competitive with the defensive backs against your passing game and practices at this point, or not?
I mean, it's always competitive. It's training camp, so I don't know.
Nothing different than in the past, so.
I mean, it's been competitive in the past, and I'd say it's been competitive this year.
Thank you.
All right.